This podcast is offered through the Sacred Community Project, an interspiritual collective working to lower the barriers of access to contemplative and devotional practices. Through the universal teachings of love, service, remembrance, and truth, SCP utilizes modern technology to promote eternal values. Learn more at sacredcommunityproject.org. Hey, this is Sitaram Das. And today I'm introducing a lovely meditation from my friend Connor Burns that was recorded at the last Sacred Community Retreat. In this, he starts with a mindfulness of the body and uses that as a bridge into loving awareness. If you find this valuable, you can learn more about Connor in the show notes. Also, SCP is hosting 2 retreats this year. And Connor will be leading morning meditations again at the upcoming retreat on Salt Spring Island. You can also learn more about that in the show notes. Enjoy.
Whenever you're ready, you can leave your eyes open if you want. And if your practice is to have your eyes closed, I invite you to take this opportunity to do that. And just beginning our meditation practice today by coming into this space and coming into our bodies in an inward-looking way. Maybe we can begin by just noticing what we notice. Notice what the mind is drawn to right off the bat. And maybe notice sounds in the background or in the room. And maybe we notice a smell or a sensation in the body. And just recognizing the curiosity of the mind. And noticing where the mind is drawn to as we get into our practice. And settling into our seat and finding stability, our good friend Vasu says, let the seat hold you. Maybe the body becomes deeply rooted into this beautiful land that we have found ourselves on. And let the land hold you. Let the land hold your body. And maybe that means giving up any need for strength and letting nature be the strength with which we sit upon. And grounding ourselves into the land. Let your seat hold you. Maybe bringing awareness to your breath. Noticing the inhale and exhale. And without changing anything, you can begin by just bringing some loving awareness to this breath. Maybe noticing the qualities of the breath. Are we breathing deeply? Or the breath Is it short? Maybe we notice the cool rush of air entering our nostrils on the inhale. And the warm air on the exhale. What would it be like to look at the breath as if for the first time? What would it be like if we observed the breath as if it was the first time we had observed the breath? What would we notice? What would that experience be like? The breath gives us life. The breath gives us energy and prana. And we can come back to the breath at any point in our practice when we feel the mind has wandered, once again grounding us in our bodies, into the earth and into our practice. And with that pillar, maybe we can begin to just check in with our physical bodies this morning, just to see how we're doing. And so starting in the toes, and our feet. What do we notice in the feet? Bring our attention into the arches, the top and side, our heel, our toes. And in through our ankles and our calves. Into our knees and our thighs, hamstrings. And just noticing what we notice. Maybe we notice warmth or coolness, tension or relaxation, or anywhere in between. Maybe we notice the mind wandering from our legs and feet. And like a small puppy, we can call the mind back. Maybe bringing our awareness into our hips and our low back, into the abdomen and our ribs, and all the way up our spine. How's the spine feeling this morning? And then in through our chest and shoulders, and down through the arms, into our hands and fingers. And once again, noticing what we notice, and listening in a new way to our body to see what it's telling us. What do you have for us this morning, body? Tell us what you need. Tell us how you're feeling. And talk to us. And we can bring our awareness in through the muscles in our neck. End up connecting to our jaw, and the back of our head. And in through all the small muscles through our face. And in through to the top of our head. And these are very small, powerful muscles that we have through our face. And they do so much for us in communicating with our sacred community and people out in the world. And maybe we smile to the muscles in our face in a deep gratitude for all of the ways that they help us interact with our amazing communities. And as a little gift, maybe we offer the small muscles to our face an opportunity for rest. And seeing if it's possible to relax the jaw and the muscles around the eyes and the mouth, even the smallest amount, even if it's 1%. And what does that feel like? What does it feel like through the body when we relax the muscles in our face? What does it feel like through our mind and our psyche when the muscles in the face relax even 1%? Maybe noticing the body all at once, just a big overview of our body, and seeing if there's anything that we might have passed by, anything that the body has to tell us, anything we might have missed. And thanking our body for being so wise and intelligent. Maybe what we're noticing is no communication, the body's content, and that's just fine too. And back to the breath when you're ready. And so we've brought our awareness to our physical body. And all gathered here for morning meditation, all of our sacred community in this space. And before we enter into our practice of silent meditation, I'd like to invite you to send the invite out to all of your loved ones to join us in this space if that feels right for you. And so those who we carry close to our hearts. Inviting them into the space with us. And we'll make room so they can all sit with us. Bring all of our loved ones into this space. Just noticing how that feels to have all of our loved ones in spirit here. And inviting in any other friends. We can make it a party. Inviting in anyone that might be on your mind right now. inviting them to come and sit with us here in our sacred community. And expanding. If you feel so bold, you can maybe invite somebody that you passed by in the grocery store. Let them know about this cool community we have here and invite them to come in, sit with us. And if it feels comfortable for you, we could even extend the invite to people with whom we might be experiencing difficulties, or maybe we're having an argument with somebody. But for this time, for the next 15 or so minutes, what would it be like to invite them to sit with our sacred community? And they can stay on the edges if that's more comfortable. But joining us for this time together in silence and cultivating peace and awareness within ourselves. And finally, just inviting in all of the different aspects of ourselves into the space. And so, of course, we are here in physical form, and inviting in the different aspects of ourself into the space. So not only our loving, meditative self, but the slow, tired self, maybe the frustrated self, or the excited self. All of these different experiences that we might be having, all these different parts of ourself. We can open the door to them as well and invite them to all come sit with us. And when Ram Dass sat in front of Maharaji and all of the shameful, guilty thoughts and feelings were coming up for him, he looked up and Maharaji was looking at him with total love and absolute acceptance. And what would it be like to look at all of the different parts of ourself with that loving awareness? Inviting them all into the space with us, sitting all together. We can feel the sound of the bowl start to bring our body back into the space. And finding completion with our meditation practice this morning in whatever way that looks like to you. So maybe a little bit of movement to, yeah, just bring the body back to life a little bit. And I would invite you and encourage you to bring with you all of those extended members of our sacred community with you into the next part of our practice and throughout the rest of the day.